in the New Testament would the character Paul the Apostle be considered by you to be a faithful person to Jesus Christ? What would you say? Paul was pretty faithful, wasn't he? He suffered a lot for the cause of Jesus. What I want us to do is to look at just a couple of passages together, and then we'll draw our conclusion, okay? If you would, look with me in the book of Galatians, chapter 1. In Galatians, chapter 1, now remember, we're talking about faithfulness to Jesus Christ. When you come down to Galatians, chapter 1, you look beginning at verse number 13. Paul's going to tell us a little bit about himself before he became a Christian. And he says, "For you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for the tradition of my fathers." And then he goes on to talk about how it pleased God who separated him from his mother's womb to call him in order to preach this gospel. You might ask Paul the question, "Paul, why? Why would you give up Judaism? It seems as though you were on the rise." He mentioned several things there. My former conduct in Judaism, I was persecuting the church. Look at verse 14. "And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my own contemporaries." Paul, if it was going so well for you, why would you make such a change? What enabled you to make such a change? What helped you to stay with Christianity and not go back to that way of life? Now, if you would, turn with me to Philippians chapter 3. In Philippians chapter 3, Paul does basically the same thing. And then down at verse number 5, Paul kind of gives us his pedigree. In other words, the things that made him who he was. And he's going to talk again about the things he had gained in this world prior to his conversion to Christ. He says, "Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law of Pharisee." Verse 6, "Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless." But then he says, "But what things were gained to me, those I have counted loss for Christ." Well, Paul, why did you make such a decision in your life? Why is it that you changed? Things seem to be going well for you. And you read that passage on down through verse 8. He even says that I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may win Christ. But why, Paul? Why and how have you been able to live faithful to Jesus? Why was it that you turned away from all of that prosperity that you had in Judaism? Now look with me, if you will, at another passage. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Paul seemed to have it made in the world of Judaism. And after becoming a Christian in 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 23, describing some of his sufferings for the cause of Christ, he says in verse 23, "Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in deaths often. From the Jews 5 times I received 40 stripes, minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I've been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil and sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirsting and fastings often, in cold and nakedness, beside the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches." How was it that Paul was able to leave Judaism and how far he had advanced in? How was it that he was able to suffer the loss of everything he had for the cause of Christ? How is it that he was able to endure all of these hardships he's mentioned here, being in prison, being beaten, being near death, being shipwrecked, being cold? How was it? How was he able to do all this? Paul makes two statements, if you want to go ahead and turn back to Galatians. Galatians chapter 2 is the first one, that are very, very similar, these two statements. It sums up Paul's attitude about Christianity. It sums up his attitude about himself and who he has chosen to live his life for. That helps us answer the questions why he would have left a prominent role in Judaism to suffer such things as he has as a Christian. Galatians 2 and verse 20. For I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You want to know why Paul was so ready to leave Judaism? How it was he was able to stay away from Judaism and keep preaching Christ? Paul said it right there. I've been crucified with Christ. You know what that means? I've been put to death with Christ. Christ was crucified. That meant his death. I've been crucified with Christ. That means my death. I've put my own wants and my own will and my own wishes aside. I've put them to death. And now the life that I live by faith in the Son of God. He even goes so far to say it's no longer I, but Christ who lives in me. That's how Paul was able to stay faithful. You remember Jesus said something like that in Matthew 16, verse 24. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. What does it take to follow the Lord? We first have to deny the right to self. We have to say no to me, that my way is not the way. I can't live my life just to please myself. And Paul said, I've been crucified with Christ, so those things I could have gained in Judaism, I'm not concerned about them anymore. It's not for me to live for myself. The things that I suffer on a daily basis for being a Christian and preaching Christ, well, I'm not worried about those things. They don't concern me. Why? I'm living my life for the Lord. I crucified myself a long time ago. Now, Galatians chapter 6, now look down at verse 14, the other similar passage about being crucified. There were some who were boasting in their flesh. Many of the Jews who were practicing circumcision and other things, and they were boasting about those things of the old law. And Paul says at verse 14, but God forbid that I should boast, save in the cross of Jesus Christ my Lord. That's the only boasting that ought to ever be had, is in the cross. Then notice what he says. By whom the world has been crucified to me. Crucified means put to death, doesn't it? By whom the world has been crucified to me. By Jesus Christ. This world's been crucified to me, and I to the world. You know, many times people become unfaithful because of the pull of the world upon them. The pleasures, the passions, the lust, whatever it is that the eye can see that we so desire. Our flesh desires it. We think it'd be better for us. It'd be pleasurable. It's the easier way of life in our minds. It's what would bring happiness, but in the long run, it does not. You don't know how to stay away from those things? Crucify oneself with Christ. Do what Paul did. He realized it wasn't about him. Brother V.P. Black one time said that his opinion, that all throughout the church, there needs to be a great crucifixion of people being crucified with Christ, putting our own selves aside for the glory of the kingdom. You know, if we were truly crucified with Christ, it wouldn't matter when we got up and walked out of here. If it were people waiting to spit on us and slap us and curse us, we'd be back at the next service. Why? We're crucified with Christ. You know, we live in a day and time where it almost seems like people feel like they're making sacrifices just to come to worship. And that's the kind of sacrificing Jesus was talking about when he said, take up your cross and follow me. It's a privilege to come to worship. But the hardship that comes to do that and outside these doors by persecutions from others certainly can be classified as those sacrifices he was talking about. Now, final passage and lesson of the year. Look with me at Romans chapter 6. Somebody says, how am I crucified with Christ? How can I put my old self to death and live anew? How can I, like Paul, be crucified with Christ and let Christ live in me in a new way, a new life? These are the best words I know that describe it. Look at chapter 6 of Romans, verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, or certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Now he's about to describe the process. Verse 3. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his what? His death. Get the picture of the death of Jesus for our sins. His burial in the new tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. And then God raised him from the dead on the third day to live forevermore. Then read verse 4. Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, certainly will also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Verse 6, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him. Paul said, I've been crucified with Christ. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, destroyed, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. How did Paul live the way that he lived, so faithful to the Lord, suffering all the things that he suffered? Paul said, I've been crucified with Christ. He understood his baptism, that he was putting the old Paul to death, and he was going to rise to be a new creation, someone ready to serve Jesus. He put the cause of Christ first, not himself anymore. There may be someone here today that needs to put Christ on in baptism. The very act in which he took our sins away in his death is the way in which we're baptized into Jesus Christ, into his death. Leaving that old person of sin there, we rise to walk a new life. Wouldn't that be wonderful today? To know that I've put the old to bed. I've buried it away in the grave. And now I'm a new creation. God's made me new by the blood of Jesus. As a child of God, what about you? You've been baptized maybe some time ago, but you went digging that old person of sin back up. You started living the way you once did. And you've not really been crucified with Christ. You didn't let the old person stay dead. Sometimes we resurrect the wrong one, don't we? And we've let him live again. Why not come today confessing your sins, repenting of them, asking God's forgiveness? He's promised to do that. Come right now as we stand and as we sing.
You understand the life system that his blood has given us. Pray for those that pray for someone else putting you to praise him in the
Thank you.